Yeah.
I feel like nowadays it's so easy to be passive as a Christian guy, especially like, oh, you're saved. You're good. You don't have to do really much anymore.
Right.
It's like, no, like it shouldn't be like that. Just because you're saved doesn't really mean that you should kind of just like be soft, passive, and comfortable.
Right, right, right. I mean,
if anything, you're going to war now, right?
Exactly.
You're saved. Guess what? You're going to war with like,
it's like, if you're not strong, how are you going to be able to pick up the cross? You know what I mean?
Exactly.
And carry it.
But I'm mentally strong, Georgie.
Yeah, Georgie. Let's get to that. So when we brought up that whole thing with being physically strong.
2v1.
I mean, we were trying to specifically address the issue of being disciplined enough.
Context, though, right?
Being disciplined enough to go to the gym or do physical activity where you build the muscle and build the strength as a man, right? Which is the purpose that God gave us, to be strong and to use it to defend others and go against injustice by being physically strong. Now, obviously, you need mental and spiritual strength too. But I do, personally, me too, even in our church sometimes, I do see people just kind of, it looks like they let go of themselves. Like there's no discipline of what they eat, especially considering the food that we have in America. People need to be more aware of what they eat and how much they eat, because in America, it's so much easier to gain weight than other countries because of the foods and then the chemicals that are within the food.
Yeah, food,
so
lifestyle, easy. Propaganda, all that.
Yeah, exactly. You can drive a lot, you barely walk.
I also think that, you know, mostly it's with Christians, like they prioritize, and this is good. I think every Christian should prioritize this, and there's no doubt that they do prioritize this, but they prioritize the faith in God so much that they forget about all the other things that is also necessary.
So in other words, spirituality.
Exactly. So spirituality, working out, eating healthy, being having the acquired skills as a man to be able to do a lot of things, right? Be a man, be a man in the house, all this type of things. They forget it because they're focused on one thing, and then when you tell them about this thing, this is their answer. That's a secondary thing, though. It's all about God. As long as you, sure, that's a great thing. But all the other things, it's necessary for you to be even follower of Christ.
And be ready for what's kind of coming at you. Now, dude, where's the heat?
This guy just said, yo, what if a skinny guy comes up to you, punches you?
Sure,
I'll give you guys the context. Let's give them the context, too, where we started off this. You said, every man, and I caught you on the word. I didn't necessarily mean, like, exactly, because you said, they should like care about their physique. This is the word you guys used. All I said,
physically strong. Yeah, I did.
Yeah, the physique. Like focus in the gym, and then don't worry about the physique. But I'll tell you another thing. Muscles don't do anything, though, right? We know that. Muscles. Yeah, you have strength, but it does nothing. If you were to get into a fight, muscles won't save you. Okay. Only acquired skills that is used in a combat sports is the one that could save your life. Otherwise, yes, sure, you could probably defend yourself, but
to some extent,
yeah, right. So that's what I meant. It's not about the physique, and it's not about the gym. Gym helps you gain the strength,
and
but gym doesn't help you acquire the skills as a man, to be a man, even. Mm. You know what I mean?
But I think best, the difference between best shape and the skills to be able to like, be dangerous and to defend yourself, they're two different things. They can kind of coexist within each other, but
sure.
What I'm saying is, like, I think you're right too. Like, I don't disagree
with
you.
That's just the simplest outward appearance of what you do, right? Go ahead,
Mike. Yeah. No, what I was going to say,
I think we're on the same page.
Exactly. I think we're on the same page. My whole point was that there are some people at church who are just like, they're fat, unfortunately, right? Yeah. They don't look like they take care of themselves. And I'm glad they go to church. I'm glad they have a relationship with God. But since you have a relationship with God, does that not pull you to want to like be a better person, be the best version of yourself?
Right.
I don't think God put you on earth to be fat and obese and lazy and not ambitious. And you know,
in fact,
like,
he does talk about being gluttony, right?
Yeah, it's gluttony. Gluttony is taking advantage of overabundance.
It's actually, if I'm not mistaken, it's actually a sin, right? To be a gluttony, to be fat and not work out.
Gluttony as a sin is not just being fat. It's overindulgence.
Yeah.
Anything. So you don't have to be fat. Gluttony could also mean be me just like escaping into my phone, just like consuming so much content.
No,
overindulgent.
That's what I meant. Yeah, of course.
I think the word itself, though, if we go back to the definitions of gluttony, the word itself comes from the food specifically.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, it does.
Okay. Because the Bible then talks about a lot of other things.
It's an overall like sin that it's just there's more to it than just...
Right. Especially considering, you know, the day and age we live in with technology.
Yeah.
That can also probably kind of took over.
It's abusing the abundance that you have pretty much. And taking it for granted. That's what like it is with food. Right. You eat so much food that you're almost taking it for granted because you don't need that
And then
much.
You become lazy when you eat a lot of food and you're not physically fit and stuff. You become lazy.
Yeah.
It just comes with it. That's all. Eating bad food, just laziness comes with it.
I have another take too. And this word, this sentence does have chase in it too. We discussed about the word, but I'm gonna touch up on it. It is why every Christian man should chase success and glorify God in their works. Not chase success, but to want to desire and strive towards success.
Right.
But like success and that type of life is a byproduct of you walking Christ and walking purpose. I feel like
because when you think of success, what comes to mind?
That's subjective, right? Right. Everyone has a different idea of success in their head. Most people, right? It's money, right? Being financially free, which isn't a problem at all.
Exactly.
But I think it's deeper than I think it's deeper than just being financially free. Yeah. Like we want to be financially free, but why, right? That's the next question, right? Like, we want to pursue freedom, but I'm sure there's things that we actually do want to do because we gain this freedom, but there's things that we actually want to do that if we weren't getting paid a dime, we would do anyway. You know what I'm saying? I think that's what we should be chasing, not necessarily like that financial aspect itself that like comes
like what's
gonna with
make
it.
Me a lot of money. And you know what's another thing? As a Christian and as we've been walking with the Lord, the more you submit to the Lord and you let him take you to where he wants you to go and letting him reveal the purpose he has for you, the more you understand that these are more of a gift and a responsibility rather than only going by desire, right? So,
you know, sorry, I was going to cut you off. No, I didn't mean to cut you off.
Because I'm going to say something.
Literally, the time when I was doing self-development in the beginning, that's when I found Christ, when I literally was getting better for like not a good reason at all. Like I was developing, I was getting into good shape. I wanted to pursue entrepreneurship.
Oh,
we had this podcast. But it wasn't for the wrong reason. It wasn't for a good enough reason.
Okay.
So it wasn't a bad.
It wasn't thought enough.
Yeah, it wasn't like deep enough, right? Yeah. And so once I pursued God, started reading the Bible, started reading about Jesus, learning more about him, I understood like, wow, like this is deeper. I want to get better, not just for myself, but for him his people, right? Yeah. And what he's created.
So I want him to deeper be the example of how I want my life to be, right?
Exactly. And so it's more, it's like as a Christian, I was like, now I want to develop even more, right?
Right.
It wasn't, I can lay back now. I'm good. I don't got to do any of this. No, it's like, now I need to attack even more. I should be more ambitious. I should go out there and work as hard as I can.
Right.